right, Bill, so you survived the South Carolina State Fair. Tummy ache afterwards?
No.
Any Rolaids on the way home?
I was on a relative diet at this year's South Carolina State Fair.
You only got to hit 8 food booths instead of 9, right?
Yeah, I think I kept it under 5,000 calories.
What was the strangest fried thing you ate?
There's nothing strange down there to me. My favorite food is fried. So that's how easy that is. It's also my favorite fish, fried.
Bill, your doctor's listening.
Oh.
He's going to up your cholesterol medicine after that statement.
Oh, yeah, I just need to watch it. I encourage everybody to go down. It is amazing how quickly you can be in Columbia, South Carolina from Charlotte. So it's a quick, easy drive down 77.
The signs will take you to Rock Hill.
Yeah, pretty much. The signs will take you straight to the South Carolina State Fairgrounds right there by Williams-Brice Stadium where the Gamecocks play. So I encourage everybody to head down there. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad that you're listening. Don Yeager's over there. Bill Bartese here. We come in each week and break down 4 segments for your listening pleasure. We are available wherever you may listen to podcasts, as well as at jessebrowns.com. You can head over there for the hookup and listen to the podcast, as well as early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. Don, we try to put this thing together each week and have a little bit of variety and fun things for people to maybe go out there and try. Today, of course, the South Carolina State Fair being one of them. The Carolina Thread Trail is another one that we encourage people to get out there and enjoy the green waves and the blue waves of the Carolina Thread Trail. The one I'm after, and I must tell you, because it's coming to Charlotte, I think this week, is a movie made by National Geographic. It's produced by National Geographic, and it's being distributed out to different movie theaters, is something called Free Solo. And it is a movie that is being made following the climber Alex Honnold as he climbs the El Capitan route out in Yosemite, in the Yosemite Valley of California. Now, what Free Solo is kind of bowing towards, and we've interviewed some of these climbers as well who've talked about this, because Alex Honnold and Tommy Caldwell earlier in the summer broke the record as far as speed climbing El Capitan. But this movie is based on his Free Solo climb. Don, that means that this young man, mid-20s is what Alex is climbing this with zero protection.
What's his mama think about that?
That's who we should get on the program.
Exactly.
We are in hot pursuit of either Alex Honnold or Jimmy Chin. Both of these folks are athletes of the North Face, and at Jesse Brown's, we are one of the retailers, in fact, North Carolina's oldest dealer of the North Face equipment and gear. So we're after Jimmy and or Alex to come on to talk about Free Solo, the movie. It's going to be playing at the Manor Theater for sure starting this week. And then it's also going to be at a theater down in South Charlotte, further south, in a theater. But I would like to hear what his mother thinks about it. We're going to put the link up so that you can see a bit of it. Alex, again, mid-20s, he's been featured on, it seems like, every program imaginable, is varying from 60 Minutes to Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel and all of those sorts of things. But Alex is your typical rock climber. He lives in a van because that suits him as far as his travels, and he is traveling here, there, and everywhere. He is living in California, and he is pretty much superhuman when it comes to rock climbing, but free soloing is a harrowing type thing. Of course, I said the name Jimmy Chin. Jimmy is the filmographer who followed him, who is an equal adventurer in his own right, but he was the man behind the camera who follows Alex and helped put this movie together.
Now, speaking of adventure films, you've got a contest coming up at Jesse Brown's, right?
We do. In fact, you can go over to jessebrowns.com. It's on the homepage. It's the Adventure Video Contest, and you can submit a 2 to 4 minute video that you have done. Now, adventure is very personal. So it does not have to be a free solo route. It could be a trip to the South Carolina State Fair. It could be going with your family, leaf peeping, if you will, out on the Carolina Thread Trail. It could be a fishing trip with Don Yeager. We just need 2 to 4 minute videos, and you could submit them. And there's going to be prize money that's availed in April. We're going to be giving away a first place prize of $500 cash. And if money is not what tickles your fancy, you get bragging rights. And of course, not too shabby is to finish second, because that's not too shabby. But also the prize money is not too shabby as well. It's $250 for second place. And third is $100 cash. And I think you should be proud of a third place finish in this adventure video contest.
Now, this goes on for a while, but you've already got people submitting things.
They are. Now, we're going to get a certain amount, and we'll start publishing them so people can compare their videos. We're going to have it judged. The completions need to be done by early March of 2019. So we have some time, but it's an encouragement right now for you to think of an adventure that you've enjoyed with a solo. It could be you individually, or it could be you on a trip. It could be whatever you deem your adventure to be.
Can you enter more than once?
You can.
So if you enter early and see some of these others and say, oh, I can up my game, you just go right back out there and do it again, right?
There's no limit. There's no limit. There may be limit on the first or second or third place.
You can't
finisher.
Win all three prizes, right?
The biggest thing is we can accept these things via Dropbox. You can put it in there and submit it, or you can also send the file over. The only thing that you can't submit is just via link. You can do a Google link, but you can't do a Facebook or YouTube link. You have to send the Dropbox or Google Doc file over for us to publish.
So the next entry will be the Life and Times of T.J. Boggs.
T.J. is in the music scene in and around the Charlotte area and beyond. So there's a whole different gamut of adventure videos there. I think of we had the Fly Fishing Film Tour a couple of years ago, and one of them included the angler who is also a punk rock musician, Chuck Reagan.
Right.
Which I got it. So, TJ, we're encouraging you to at least spread the word. If you don't want to submit your video, you can spread the word out there. Just head over to jessebrowns.com. Click on the campfire scene right there, and it's got the adventure video contest right there in there as well. And you can submit, and you can win.
Bill has submitted one called The Crazy Cow.
I got plenty of that. I just need to get it on film.
That's funny. We've talked many times when you have a herd of cows and you've got a crazy cow in there, you get rid of her, one takes her place every time.
Isn't that the way it goes? Listen, special thanks to all of our guests. Nancy Smith, GM of the South Carolina State Fair, Brett Baranek over at the Carolina Thread Trail. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, I'm Bill Bartese, and get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.